The Soccer World Cup gets underway in South Africa next week, and some of the tourists heading there will probably be sipping South African wines. The wine industry there has been booming since the end of apartheid, but now there's a new threat to South Africa's vineyards. Wild baboons, it seems, have developed a taste for Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc. The grapes, that is. The World's Laura Lynch reports from Cape Town.
A worker is hosing down a huge steel drum and the tile floor beneath it, sending bright red grape juice down the drains. The best stuff has already gone into barrels. 2010 is expected to be a very good year. This is Groot Constantia Winery, the oldest in South Africa.
Napoleon, this was one of his last wishes, to have a glass of Groot Constantia wine before he died.
General Manager Jean Naud boasts of the winery's storied past. The rich and famous knew a good wine when they tasted one. But now there's a new breed of Groot Constantia aficionados. Baboons are raiding the vineyards. And Naud says they're munching on the best grapes.
Well, in our case, it's the closest vineyard, and that's Sauvignon Blanc. It's right at the top, and that's the closest to them. So that's what they eat here.
As the wine industry grows, the vineyards have expanded in size, with acres and acres of vines blowing in the breeze. Meanwhile, the baboons' natural feeding grounds are shrinking, says Justin O'Ryan of the Baboon Research Unit at the University of Cape Town. And that makes the precious fruit irresistible.
That's when they really work the vineyards hard, because, you know, obviously combination of starch and sugar is overwhelmingly attractive to baboons. They will do anything to get their hands on grapes.
On this day, a troop of baboons has just been chased out of a vineyard. O'Ryan and I catch up to them half a mile away in a meadow where they've settled for munching on grass. They eye us warily. Then one of them starts, well, talking. O'Ryan is used to these animals. He's studied them for years. And while he's not afraid, he knows what they can do when they sense there might be food nearby. So when a male starts to approach, I notice O'Ryan suddenly clutching his shoulder bag.
You zipped up your bag, were you worried?
Yes, absolutely. No. They know all about bags, so I zip up everything and I try not to get raided. Because they can...
It will jump on you and grab your bag.
These ones shouldn't, but yeah.
They don't jump on us, but they do climb on just about everything else. They have little fear, and O'Ryan says that makes them harder and harder to control in urban spaces.
Because there are no predators, and because we're really not much of a threat at all, they are more and more are travelling on their own. So there'll be a loose association, but you'll find an individual like we've just seen completely on her own, which, you know, if you're trying to manage a troop, you can't keep a grip on them whatsoever.
The city of Cape Town is trying. It's hired monitors, young men and women who follow the troops on their daily travels, herding them away from the road to protect them from traffic. Two of the monitors are standing nearby, trying to encourage the baboons to go up into the nearby mountains. They admit it's not that easy to stand up to a baboon.
That thing, it just looks at your eyes, and you must just show him, I'm not scared of you, I'm coming for you.
That's what I say.
Although you know you're shaking inside.
Sometimes.
Because.
Yeah, this is wild animals.
How
you
many,
should
how
see
many,
how they rip
how
each other.
Males are there in this group?
But the city's monitors don't go on to private vineyards, so it's up to the owners to devise their own methods for defending the grapes. It's illegal to harm or kill baboons here, so some use electric fences, others try blowing horns, or putting fake rubber snakes on the ground. Jean Naud of Groot Constantia employs his own monitors to scare them away. At his winery, they're not just stealing grapes, they're also ruining the thatched roofs atop the historic buildings. It's all costing tens of thousands of dollars every year. Naud says it's time to find a better solution.
Yeah, well, I would say the threat to the baboons is becoming bigger because people are getting fed up of them. And here and there, people are taking the law in their own hands. Some of them are putting out poison. People are shooting them. It seems that happen.
As the sun sets over the valley, the baboons have headed out to their sleeping grounds higher up the mountain. There's talk of trying to slip them some birth control or even transport them far away from Cape Town. In the meantime, there's one vineyard that's decided to hop on board the baboon bandwagon. It's now selling Baboon Rock Unwooded Chardonnay, advertised, perhaps appropriately, as having a lingering, fresh, natural acidity. For the world, I'm Laura Lynch, Cape Town.